Melbourne's Lord Mayor Robert Doyle says he'll take a month's leave while an investigation gets underway into the explosive allegations against him. The City of Melbourne's confirmed it's ordered an independent investigation into the claims to be led by Victorian barrister Dr. Ian Freckleton. In a written statement, City of Melbourne Chief Executive Ben Rimmer says, pending the outcome of the investigation, he'll determine what further action, if any, is required.
These allegations are very serious and, if proven, would be inconsistent with the values of the city and the organisation. Therefore, it's very important that these matters are thoroughly investigated.
City of Melbourne Councillor Tessa Sullivan resigned on Friday. Her official complaint, including allegations of sexual harassment, indecent assault and misconduct. Ms Sullivan, a lawyer who's married with three young children, was elected to the council in November 2016. Her council portfolios included disability, homelessness, city safety, affordable housing and aged care. In a statement on the social media site Twitter, Robert Doyle says he welcomes the investigation but is shocked.
I have not been officially informed of the specifics, but find the allegations detailed to me by media outlets thoroughly abhorrent. Not only as Lord Mayor, but as a father of young women, a husband, a brother, and as the head of an office made up entirely of women.
Ms Sullivan's allegations include claims that the Lord Mayor grasped her breast and made sexually explicit comments to her. Her complaint also includes a statement from a female colleague who says she was inappropriately touched by him during a 2014 meeting. The colleague has not made a formal complaint. In his statement, Robert Doyle says he'll cooperate fully to clear his name.
I am frustrated that I have not been formally provided the specific allegations which have been strategically released to media, which is a denial of natural justice and clearly damaging to my reputation.
He goes on to say,
this is an incredibly distressing time for me and my family. I have decided to take leave for 1 month while the investigation takes place and am being legally represented in this matter. My decision to take leave must not be interpreted as any concession or admission. What is important now is that proper process be allowed to take place and that the rights of all involved are respectfully handled.
Robert Doyle was elected Lord Mayor in November 2008, making him Melbourne's longest-serving mayor. Acting Lord Mayor Aaron Wood says, like all councillors, he's very concerned by the allegations and welcomes the independent investigation. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says he will await the outcome before drawing any conclusions.
The best thing for me to do is to respect that process and not be drawn into a commentary too much. I don't think any of us want to undermine that process. It's very important for everybody involved, given the seriousness of these issues, for that process to be a quick one.
Aileen Phillips, SBS News.